بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. Last night we spoke about the two forms of purification. The purification of the inner self, the purification of the soul, the purification of the heart. And that is achieved and acquired through the process of tawbah. And then we spoke about mutatahhirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not only love those who undergo the purification process of tawbah, but Allah also loves, وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ, those who purify themselves, who purify their physical selves and their physical body, and who remain in a state of purity, in a state of tahara. In the moment they are in a state of impurity, they do not procrastinate, they do not delay, but they are eager once again to be in a state of purity, in a state of cleanliness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, only a true believer will always remain in a state of purity. Only a true believer, one who has true iman and who has firm iman, will always try his level best to remain in a state of purity. So the moment he is in a state of impurity, immediately he finds the opportunity to make wudu and once again enter into that state of purity. We continue with this discussion and we continue speaking of this category of people whom Allah loves, and they are mutatahhirin. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again expresses his love for them. فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised Masjid Quba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke very highly of Masjid Quba. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of those who visit Masjid Quba, those who are living in Quba, and those who established the masjid over there with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who frequented that masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Masjid Quba, فِيهِ, in that masjid, رِجَالٌ, are such men, يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا, who love to purify themselves. And then Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِّرِينَ, Allah loves those who thoroughly purify themselves. When this ayah was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to know, what habit have they developed? What characteristic do they possess? What do they do when it comes to their personal hygiene and the cleansing of themselves that Allah praised them in the Quran? So he sent a sahabi of his. And he told the sahabi, go and inquire from the people of Quba. What is it that they do that Allah praised them in the Quran? Subhanallah, Allah loved their hygiene, their personal hygiene, that act of purity that they had developed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved it so much that Allah praised them in the Quran. So the sahabi comes to the people of Quba and he asked them, فَقَالَ مَا هَذَا الطُّهُورُ الَّذِي أَثْنَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ, what is this act of purification that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so much that he has praised you for it in the Quran? فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَا خَرَجَ مِنَّا رَجُلٌ وَلَا إِمْرَأَةٌ مِّنَ الْغَائِطِ إِلَّا غَسَلَ فَرْجَهُ. Whenever a man amongst us or a woman amongst us, after relieving himself or relieving herself, we do not suffice with the usage of stones only to remove the impurity, but we use water as well and we wash ourselves. Now this might seem so insignificant. It might seem so mundane, but it was so much loved by Allah that Allah included this act of theirs, this act of purification of theirs and cleanliness of theirs in the Quran. And Allah said Allah loved them because of this. Something that they had adopted and something that they had implemented in their lives. When Rasulullah ﷺ heard this response, فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ هُوَ هَذَا, it is this act of theirs that they have adopted to keep themselves clean and to purify themselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had praised them for. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, عَشْرٌ مِّنَ الْفِطْرَةِ, there are ten things, speaking of personal hygiene and keeping ourselves clean and keeping ourselves neat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there are ten habits that form part of fitrah. Fitrah, the natural disposition of Islam that is just natural about a person to do. Naturally, he should do these 10 things in order to promote hygiene and in order to remain clean and pure. Number one, qassu sharib. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the trimming of the mustache. Wa i'fa'u al-lihya, the growing of the beard. Wa siwak, using the miswak. Wa istinshaq al-ma', cleansing the nose. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has emphasized this. Cleaning the nose with water, inserting water into the nose and then blowing out the water. Wa qassu al-awafir, paring the nails and clipping the nails. Wa ghaslu al-barajil. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, washing the finger joints. You are so particular that between the fingers as well, wash that area, keep it clean. Wa natful ibti, removing the unwanted hair from the armpits. Wa halqul ana, halqul ana, removing the hair from the pubic area and shaving that area. Wa intiqasul ma, using water at the time of istinja. These are habits. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that as human beings, we should do them naturally. And it's not only confined to personal hygiene when we look at Islam, but even our dietary habits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us in the Quran to eat what is pure, eat what is wholesome, stay away from that which is unhealthy, stay away from that which is offensive, stay away from that which is khabith, which is filth and which is dirty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, kulu mimma fil ard halalan tayyiban. Eat that which is on earth, ensure that it is halal, it is lawful, and it is tayyib, it is pure, it is wholesome. So Islam has a very holistic idea, a very holistic approach, a very holistic attitude towards hygiene. It's not only confined to purification of the heart. It is not only confined to purification of the outward body and the physical self, but even what we are putting inside our bodies. That also must be pure, it must be clean. So Islam, we see, as we said last night, it promotes the highest standards of hygiene, undoubtedly, unquestionably. The highest standards of hygiene are found in Islam, and is something that Allah loves. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Allah loves those who promote cleanliness and who purify themselves. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.